I know it's lunchtime, Joe, but I'm actually not very hungry.
Oh, what? Did you have a big breakfast, did you?
You know I did. This morning I decided to get off the bus early and go to that little new cafe on the corner before coming to work. I thought I'm going to take time to enjoy my breakfast and watch everybody else rush to work.
Wow.
Life in the fast lane, it's not good all the time.
Sounds to me like your big breakfast gave you some peaceful thoughts.
Oh, I wish. But that cafe was terrible.
Really?
I asked the young boy behind the counter what I wanted and he took the order. He told me to sit down at the table and wait, and then nothing happened. When I finally did get my food, the scrambled egg was served cold and the coffee was terrible with lots of sediment at the bottom of the cup.
I know what you mean. Some of them, they just don't listen. I thought I'd take the family down to the beach for a late breakfast. The kids could have a swim. While my wife and I had some quiet time together, I thought I'll have the poached eggs. So I said to the guy at the counter, poached eggs.
Mm-hmm.
He calls towards the kitchen, poached. And I thought, good. You'd think with all that yelling I'd get the poached eggs.
Yeah.
No, I got fried eggs instead.
That's terrible. But I don't think it's a good idea to argue with them. I heard this story on the radio about a waiter with a grudge. And one night there was a customer who whinged about every dish. He even sent the wine back. Finally, the waiter got so fed up that when the time came to serve dessert, he grated chocolate laxative on the chocolate mousse.
Oh, no.
But the customer was happy. It was the only time he said the food was great all night.
So you're telling me not to argue with them?
Absolutely not.